every time you're telling your story, you're helping them see a glimpse of themselves in your story, because you're making your story not about you, not about self-gratification, but about them having a transformation. And people can feel that, people are drawn to it. And then all of a sudden, your business starts to grow, your life starts to transform, because you've no longer made your social media about you. And you started going, it's all about them. Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned, because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, my beautiful mommy millionaires. So the other day, I did a live video inside of my mommy millionaire community. If you're not a part of that free community, make sure to join. It's completely free. Just head over to Facebook and look for it. So we were talking all things social media, because you guys, I've been able to grow a multi-million dollar business while doing very little paid traffic. Most of our sales come from organic marketing through social media. I feel like I have cracked the code, and I've been able to help all of my clients make a lot of money doing organic marketing too. And so there were so many questions that were coming through, and I felt like the best way to really serve people is not to answer these questions, but is to help them get in the right mindset behind why we show up on social media. And so, you know, I'm taking you to church. I'm taking you to social media church on this beautiful day. I know you're going to love this. It's going to pep you up to go and show up and really be your true authentic self on social media. So let's dive into today's quick episode all on social media. It's time for social media Q&A. I'm so excited. I have a bunch of questions here from everybody. So I've been obsessed with social media for a long time. And when I look back and I see, gosh, what was the thing that really helped me build a business that continues to grow year after year after year for the last decade? And guess what? It's social media. I mean, yes, I did a lot of traditional networking. I would walk around to people and just be like, hey, you looking for a job? Looking for a job? I have something for you. Okay. I was like out in public doing these things. But guess what? There is a better way, and it's called doing video. Being yourself on social media. And, you know, as my team was looking at this year, and we were like, goodness sakes, like, what is it that people really need help with? And I'm like, I'll tell you what, moms need to understand how to get on video and sell every single day, sell themselves, selling their opinion, selling their story. They need to know the power of video. They need to get over all of their fears and doubts about why they shouldn't show up on video and start showing up and start making a lot of money. And so I created the Cash In With Confidence course. It's a 30-day mini course. And everybody that went through it, that did the prompts, that did the stuff every single day, saw a huge increase in their sales. And it was because of video, right? You can't really go out and do traditional networking right now. It was because they're showing up, they're doing the things that are necessary. And so we're opening up another round of Cash In With Confidence next week. And so if you weren't able to get in on that first round, this is the second round. You're going to want to get in on it, because I will not be doing it again until 2022. Okay. Because we have other things we're working on around here at Mommy Millionaire. So this is being taught live. You get to ask your questions. You get content ideas every single day. You get three pieces of content ideas with audios and everything. Hello. Like, that's just a no-brainer. Do whatever you can. So first question I have about social media. Do I have to have a large social media following in order to be successful? Absolutely not. A lot of people equate the amount of followers you have to how much you're selling, which is just not the case at all. I mean, I have friends that have millions of followers or hundreds of thousands of followers that probably make less than some of you guys. Okay. So followers do not equate to money. What equates to money is you. Okay. And you and the way that you're showing up, the way that you are serving your audience. This is what I want everybody to understand today. Okay. You are supernatural. You were created in the image of God. So you were made by God for a purpose for this planet for such a time as this. And way too many of you guys are walking around asking these silly questions like this. I need to get a bigger following. What do I say here? How do I get more people to sell over here? And I'm not making fun of you. It's just you get caught up in these things that do not serve you, these stories that do not serve you. And you forget you are a powerful human being sent here for a divine purpose for such a time as this. The fact that you are on social media, that you have the opportunity to get in front of people every single day and share something transformational with them, that is mind-blowing. And you should never take that for granted. You should look at that as a gift, as an opportunity that was given to you by God, and be thankful, be grateful for such an opportunity like this. When a lot of you guys are taking it for granted, you're like, oh, I don't want to be on video. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to da 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 da. It's like, oh, that's exactly where the devil wants you, because evil just has like a thumb on you, holding you down, keeping you playing so small by making you forget that you're supernatural. And my message to you today, I know we're talking about social media, but my message to you today is that the only way that you show up on social media and you start getting more sales is if you show up and realize that you are supernatural. That you have a special gift, a special unique message that needs to be shared with the world. And the time is up for you to play small. Okay. There are a lot of problems in the world. There are a lot of people that don't believe in themselves. There are a lot of people that are unhealthy. All of your products and services can help them. And you need to show up for them. You are obligated to show up for them. That's why you woke up this morning and you have breath. You know, when I was thinking about this call, I was praying about it before and I go, gosh, okay, there's 6,000 people in this community, you know, and I'm so thankful for all 6,000 of you. And I thought, gosh, 6,000 people is like a really big ballroom, you know, at a hotel. And I remember the first time I got to speak on stage in front of 5,000 people and I was so nervous. I was only, gosh, I was 25 at the time and I got up there, I had my little mic on and I'm like, okay, Lord, just take over. Okay. And I started to share my story and people were moved, not because I made it about me, but because I made it about them. And people were able to see themselves in my story, in the struggles that I had gone through, and they found hope. They found belief in themselves through my story. And in that moment, I got off stage and all these people are coming up. They're hugging me. They're like, oh my gosh, Kayla, you just changed my life. You know, all these things. And it was in that moment that I decided my stage is my social media. I get to get on a stage every single day to a room that's even bigger than this one. I'm obligated, knowing that this is what happens when I get on stage and I tell my story. People start taking action. They start building more belief in themselves. They start to be brave with their lives. Okay. I'm obligated to show up. This is obviously what God wants me to do. Now, the problem with social media is that we get on our stage and we say our video and we share our story. And because it's social media, because it's virtual, we're not getting off the stage and getting to hug any of these people that are listening in. And you're forgetting that. But people will scroll off your stories and they will be touched. They will be inspired and they will go and take action on their lives. You might not always get to hear about how you changed people's lives. And guess what? It's sometimes not always for you to hear. It is your job to show up and share always. And know this, part of being wealthy, part of raising your prosperity consciousness, part of being a magnet for every desire that you have is by being obedient to what God calls you to do. So if you have been called to get on social media, to have a business on social media, your job is to be obedient and know that the reward is always coming because you're never going to go without. If God has given you a desire in your heart, He is about to Bring it in. He's about to overload you more than you can even imagine right now. I promise you that. If you would have told me, even when I was 25 years old, up on that stage sharing my story, that I'd be in a home in Newport Beach right now, my dream location, with three kids, I only had two at the time, in a Facebook group going live to a mommy millionaire community, I would have been like, that sounds cool, but I don't think that's going to happen for me. Okay. So your life can change drastically when you start being obedient to your purpose. Are you guys hearing me? Are you writing this down? Social media, when you make it about the sales, when you make it about all of the wrong questions, and there's a whole lot of questions here that I'm not even going to answer because I want you guys to start asking better questions. The better question is, what is my message that I get to share? What is my purpose? And guess what? Your story leaves breadcrumbs. All of your experiences that you've had in your life are breadcrumbs showing you what your purpose is. So you got to look back on your life and say, let me find the pattern here and let me go and let me share it with the world. Let me study myself. I need to stop studying every other stinking influencer out there on the world. I'm going to go study me because God planted lots of stories inside of me. Lots of different callings inside of me, lots of unique gifts and talents that I have to give the world. And guess what happens? When you get convicted about the gifts that you get to share every single day, conviction brings about miracles. And it's from this place that you can get on your social media and you can be selling a mason jar and people will buy it. They might have 12 in the cabinet, but because you're so passionate about a mason jar, they're buying it. They're buying a highlighter. They're buying the books that you're saying, you got to read this book. You got to read this book because they can feel the conviction inside of you. But too often I see so many of you guys getting on here and you're like, well, this mason jar is nice and I like to drink water out of it. Okay. But then they get onto my channel and I'm like, this mason jar will change your life. It makes your water stay room temp. I absolutely love that. And it helps me measure out exactly how much ounces of water I'm drinking every single day. So it keeps me on track with my health. I'm obsessed with this because I could also reuse these and put flowers in them and make little centerpieces to make my home awesome. And they're only $2. Are you kidding me? Swipe up right now and get yourself two packs of these. Okay. You need 24 of these in your home. All right. So that's what happens. You guys understand? You guys are all going to go buy mason jars right now, right? We're going to take a quick break from the episode because I have a special invitation for you. We just rebranded the Millionaire S Society to become a coaching membership. And the first time I hired a business coach, everything changed for me in my life. I basically got a new marriage, even though I'm married to the same guy. New friendships, new city, new businesses, all because I had somebody, you know, looking at my life and helping me see my blind spots, helping me gain new perspective on my past and on my future. So coaching is a necessity for me. I always have a coach because I'm always wanting to get to where I want to go quicker than if I was going alone. I wanted to make coaching affordable for all people, even people that are like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I want to do. I just know I want to do something. And I wanted to give you the invitation to join this coaching membership. No matter where you are in your life right now, coaching will serve you. We focus on healing and moving forward at the same time. So helping you see your limiting beliefs, helping you break that glass ceiling that is above you, and helping you create a beautiful vision for your life, one that on your own, you wouldn't be able to do it. But together, we can help you get there. So I'm so excited for your life to completely transform inside of the Millionaire S Society. So I want you to head over to mommymillionaire.co/coaching right now to join this beautiful membership. It is month to month. You know, the bad thing about when you're first starting out with investing in yourself, some coaches make you sign year-long contracts, and that can be really scary and intimidating if you've never invested in yourself. So I wanted to make the barrier of entry super low. It's just a complete no-brainer and absolutely irresistible that you got to say yes now. There are limited spots available, so I want you to say yes to you, say yes to your transformation. You are worthy of coaching. You are worthy of support, and you deserve that next level of success for you. So I can't wait to see you inside the society. Let's get back to the episode. So here it is, friends. Social media is your stage. Write that down. Social media is my stage. And too often you guys are coming and going, well, let me see what Damon John says today. And let me go repurpose this and go share that from my stage today. And then people are like, scrolling, I'm not stopping. Okay. But how about this? You pick up the book of you. This is my journal right here. Okay. Nobody can understand my writing but me. This is the book for only me to read. And I read it and I study myself. I study my thoughts. I study the downloads that God has given me through the experiences that I've had in my life, through fellowship, through reading the Bible, through being at church, through all these things. I have so many journals like this. And I get on here and I go, you know what? I think God wants me to share this today. Look right here. I have a whole page on focusing on small term game. Impatience kills dreams. Oh my gosh. I mean, I got so much good stuff in here, guys. So I get on my social media and I share what comes from my heart, what was downloaded specifically for me to download and transform the world with. So all of you are right now being urged, not just by me, but by the world, okay? By the collective here that needs people like you that actually care about people. How many of you guys actually care about people? Like sometimes you're getting caught up in the sales and like wanting to hit another goal and all these things. But you actually care about people. Like you want them to buy this mason jar because you know they're really going to love it and they're really going to feel better about themselves when they have this thing, right? And you want them to like it. Like you care about their transformation. I hope they really drink enough water, right? Are you like me where you stay up at night and you're like, gosh, I really hope that those girls are making those videos. And then I go and it's 2 a.m. in the morning and I'm opening up my phone and I'm going, did she make that reel today? Oh man, why is she not making that reel? That's what I do all these years later. I love it. I care so deeply. It's the best thing about me and it's almost my downfall at the same time. Okay. I know all of you guys actually care about the people that you're selling to. So it's time that you start actually acting like it. It's time that you actually start embodying what it looks like to actually care for your audience. Caring for your audience is not being a watered down version of somebody else. Okay. Caring for your audience is showing up and being all of you. When you show up and you're being all of you, you're sharing your story every day. You're sharing new parts about your story or repeating different stories that you've shared in the past. When you're doing that with this, okay, you guys can see I'm coming from my heart here. I'm convicted to share with you this message right now. Guess what happens? People start being magnetized to whatever it is. Remember the mason jar, the hugs, the events, the products, the services, whatever it is, okay? Because they're hearing more about you. And every time you're telling your story, you're helping them see a glimpse of themselves in your story. Because you're making your story not about you, not about self-gratification, but about them having a transformation. And people can feel that. People are drawn to it. And then all of a sudden, your business starts to grow. Your life starts to transform because you've no longer made your social media about you. And you started going, it's all about them. All of these questions I got, it's all about me. What do I do to get more likes? What do I do to get more followers? Be yourself. And I know that is so hard to hear because you want these tangible things. I swear, I give tangible things inside of the Cash In with Confidence. But in order for me to really share these secret formulas that I have, I want to give it to people that actually are willing to invest in themselves and are like, you know what? I'm done playing small. I want to go all in on myself and I'm going to go to the next level. And here is the last thing I'm going to leave you guys with today. And it's actually an exercise I want you guys to do. You guys can all join Cash In with Confidence right now if you want to, if you're being drawn and called to it. But people say, how do you get the word out about your business? Listen, you guys, how do you get the word out about anything? Let's just say right now, you were to fall in love. How did your parents know that you were in love with somebody? They started to see a shift in your energy, right? You don't even have to use words because sometimes when you fall in love, there are no words, right? You're just like, it's a vibe. It's an energetic that you're giving off that you have fallen in love. It's time for you to have those feelings to have that blissful moment of peace and butterflies and, oh, like that warm feeling in your tummy where you just feel like nothing could go wrong in the world because you are so in love. It's time for you to have that feeling about yourself, about your purpose, about your calling. It's time for you to fall in love with it. And how do you fall in love with somebody? Well, you know, you got to spend time with them. You don't just fall in love with somebody by seeing them in the mirror while you're brushing your teeth every day. No, you fall in love with them by having intimate conversations with yourself, getting to know all of these parts of you that you've hidden away for so long that want to come out. And it's in that moment. Okay, think about this. When you fall in love, doesn't it seem like everything's kind of going right in your life when you've fallen in love with the right person? You know, you're just like boom, 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 like yes after yes after yes. It seems like you're all of a sudden just a magnet for everything you wanted. Okay, that's what will happen. You've got to step into that belief that that's what will happen for yourself. So you get, listen, okay, I'm going to circle back. You get the word out about your business by going, hey, I love myself. Not by going on social media and saying that. I mean, hey, you could. That's your vibe. But it's a feeling of I'm so in love with myself, right? I am so in love with just all the little parts of me. I have to get on social media and share something today. Share something that is going to move people around me to go after their dreams, to stop playing small. Whatever it is that your specific message is going to be to the world. All of us have like unique little things that we're passionate about. For me, my brand is Mommy Millionaire because I am extremely passionate about moms being good moms, you know, moms that actually want to put their kids first and let the riches follow them. Okay. There's so many coaches out there that if I looked at them, and saw their success and saw what they were doing. And then I look at their kids. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want that. And I saw a need that I'm going to create a better way. My kids are going to be my number one and I'm going to have a thriving business. Okay. And you have your specific message that you get to start giving out there to the world. And when you do it in that place of, I love myself. I'm proud of myself. I adore all these little things that are silly about me, that are mistakes, whatever it is. I'm going to get on here and I'm going to share in that vibe. Oh my gosh. That's how you get the word out about your business. That's how it spreads like wildfire. Like, oh my gosh, have you watched Lincoln's stories? Oh my gosh, have you watched Simone lately? Like something's changed in her. Like whatever she's spilling out, like I'm up for it. Like I'm here. I got my popcorn ready to watch the show, right? So here it is. Your business will spread like wildfire because people will sense the shift in your energy. And people will help you by talking about you. Are you kidding me? And some of us go, well, that's what I don't want. I don't want anybody talking about me. Are you kidding me? That's the best PR. That is the best free advertising I can get. People sense a shift and upgrade in me and they can't stop talking about it. Thank you for helping me build my business. Yay. I hear people are talking about me. I'm like, thank you. That's awesome. You know, so you guys embrace that. What do you guys think about people in the Bible, all these disciples? You think people weren't talking about them? Everybody was talking about them. They were the buzz. They were the buzz of the century, you know, thousands and thousands of years later, people are still talking about them. That's how you leave a legacy. That's how you leave an impact. Anybody that's doing anything in this world, anybody that's doing anything that is helping people gets talked about. So it's time that you just go, hi, thank you. Okay. So I love you guys so much. I hope you guys take this and you go, you know what? I'm going to be me today. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do a video. I'm going to do this. And here we go. You're the star of the show. You're the director of the show. And it's time that you start acting like it. If I can do it, a girl that grew up with a single mom, a dad in jail, a stepdad, brothers that were so mean, that I love them now. They gave me thick skin, that had all of these things working against her. You guys, I started my business when I was 23 and all of my family thought I was crazy. They made fun of me. They talked about me. If I can do this and if I could figure out a way to get on video, to share what I feel like needs to be shared, my story, things that help me every single day, if I can build three multi-million dollar businesses Any of you can. And so I'm going to leave you with that. Go take action. I would love to see you inside Passion with Confidence. The little mini course, it's 30 days of just jam-packed info. It's intense, like boom, boom, boom. We are making video after video, having fun, delighting ourselves in our message that we get to give the world, being obedient with our unique calling. If that is something that you're like, yes, I want to be a part of a group that's like that, that's going all in for 30 days to see how their business can grow. I went all in for 30 days on TikTok and I gained 65,000 followers. Okay. This is really important. 65,000 followers. And guess what else we were able to do? Lots of sales with a $27 offer and continuing. Okay. So that's not like we're increasing the lifetime value of the customer over there. So if I can do that with three kids, I'm a football coach now. I'm a wife. I'm a Bible study person. I do all the things. If I can do that, you can do it. Oh, wait. Okay. Hold on. Millionaire Society. Okay. So the Millionaire Society specifically focused on you working with a one-on-one coach. Okay. So it is different because you're getting that one-on-one coach accountability. They're helping you through a lot of your mindset blocks. I would tell you to do both. Like, you know, do the Millionaire Society and do the Cash In with Confidence. And what's nice about the Millionaire Society is you also have a library of different trainings we've done as well. We've had like several different social media trainings in there and sales trainings. So the Millionaire Society is if you are looking to go to the next level, it's a game changer. So I would absolutely not go back and forth. What does it look like to go all in? What would it look like to have super close accountability? You cannot hide from your coach, even though some people do try. You can't hide from your coach. You will grow. So I love you so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And hopefully I'll see you guys in the course. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I just want to challenge you to go and show up. Go and show your story. Go and show up for the people that deserve to hear your message, that deserve to feel your energy today. And I promise you, it might be a little bit hard, right? It might be a little bit hard in the beginning, but I could tell you something. It is absolutely worth it to see people's lives change because you show up. So go get it, girl. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.